Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. The program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your co-host is Senior Pastor of God House of Deliverance, Janice Ward, of the City of Gilroy, the State of California. I am delighted to come into your workspace, come into your homes, into your automobiles, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. I am delighted to come before your presence again on tonight, February the 5th, 2013. And I just hope and pray that this program, as a constant listener, has been an inspiring or has been a blessing to your daily walk with the Lord. And if you have any comments that you would like to call in and tell us about, you can call us at 877-598-8654, 877-598-8654. And I just thank you, listeners, you that are out there in digital radio land, saints and friends, and supporters and followers of Jesus Christ. I thank God for you, for being just an absolute angel, just listening in to the Old Ship of Zion each week. For it's not me that speaketh, but it's God that speaketh through me. And so we have now implemented a prayer before the start of our program. And I would like you that will, that are listening out there in digital radio land, to bow your heads with me as we go in prayer. Dear Father God, I thank you for allowing me to come before the presence of your presence and of the presence of your people on tonight, Lord, that we are united around the globe. I thank you, Lord, for just putting in place an immaculate stage that we can tell the goodness of Jesus in a digital format and just spread your gospel all around the spectrum. God, I just thank you for your beautiful patrons, people that are taking out their busy schedule to listen in to the Old Ship of Zion with your host, senior pastor, of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry, Janice Ward. God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy in the state of California. And so, without any further ado, we're going to go on into our theme tonight. And our theme is God Welcomes Your Dirty Laundry. And we all know that we have all had our share of dirty laundry. And I'm not speaking about the clothes that you and I wear every day, but I'm talking about the spiritual clothing. I'm just using this as a parable, but I'm actually talking about the spiritual clothing that you wear. And we're going to go into a scripture reading in the law of Philippians 3:21. Reads like this: Who shall change your vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? And we thank God for the reading as well as the readers of the divine word of truth. And we know, like I said, that we all have had dirty, stained laundry. Now, I'm just going to talk a little bit. So sorry for the interruption, and I'm going to see if I can go back and recounter what I just said. We know that we have all had some dirty laundry in our lives before our introduction to Jesus Christ. We've all had dirty laundry of some sort. And I would just like to talk with you a little while. I just don't want to be in no hurry, but I just want to talk with you a little while, slowly, and just talk with and fellowship with you on tonight, if that's all right with you. I just want to come before your presence with some rhema word on tonight. As I was first stating, maybe there's someone that may be listening out there in digital radio land. The laundry of your life is in a mess. And I'm here to let you know that God will take away the stains of sin and put in its place and place it in the rinse cycle. And that rinse cycle is in the sea of forgetfulness, to remember it anymore. And we know that God is the stain lifter. He can remove the stains of sin that's in your life. For we know that sin has left a crimson stain, but God can wash you white as snow. He will take those weak mortal bodies of yours and mine and change them into glorious bodies like unto his own. Although using the same cleansing agent, which is his mighty power, matter of fact, his omnipotent power, and that he will use to conquer everything, everywhere, because we know that God never does anything halfway. And to those of you that are listening out there in digital radio land, that was your life before God came in and cleaned it up and added his own special cleansing agent in your life. Everything had been dirty. Hallelujah. Had been worn and had been tattered. There was garments that was scarred with anger. You wore a skirt that was marred with shame. Your sleeves on your shirt was stained with guilt. But when you invited God into your life, he became the spiritual laundryman. And the things now has been cleansed. Hurt and pain were quickly removed away. So now the clothes now, hallelujah, have a fresher scent of love that was once anger. Shame now has been dry cleaned with forgiveness. And the guilt has been erased with peace. Your clothes now, they're filled and look brand new. And you have a sense of presence of God living on the inside of you. For you can smile, hallelujah, as you look over your new life. It is and has a complimentary of God's love for you as his disciple. And I want you to let this be your daily prayer, is that God will clean you and make you more like Jesus. Because we all are striving to be more like Christ in our walk, in our talk, and in our spiritual life of living a holy and sanctified life before God each and every day. For we know that we have those stains of sin, that it takes God's cleansing agent to remove. We cannot remove them ourselves. And one way that we know that God has cleansed our clothes and has laundered our clothes was through his blood, that he shed it out on Calvary cross over 2,000 light years ago. God went out on Calvary Hill and gave his life as a ransom for you and I. And God said that when we acknowledge that we are a sinner and we ask God into our lives, hallelujah, and God places his spiritual of righteousness and holiness down off in our soul, then we become a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. The anger that we once had and malice and hatred is removed. The clothing of guilt has now been cleansed and washed away. The garment of sin and shame has now been erased. And God has placed down in our spiritual bodies His Spirit. And it will teach us and equip us how to live a sin-free life, to have a stain-free garment. And the only way that we can have a stain-free garment is by living by the Word of God and doing what the Word of God has commanded us to do. Treat your neighbor right. Love your neighbor as you would yourself. And your neighbor is not only the next door neighbor, but it can be a neighbor across the way, a neighbor around the bend, a neighbor around the block, a neighbor around the globe. That's your neighbor. And the Bible tells us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And God also tells us that we don't try to get even with anyone that has done us wrong, that has wronged us, but just love them in spite of whatever wrong they have rendered unto us. And God will be the one that will make it right. God is the one that can touch each and every individual heart and prick them, making them sorrowful. When you are pricked in your heart, then you are being made sorrowful for the wrong that you have done. And God will compel you and I to ask forgiveness for the wrong that we have committed and to set the record straight. In other words, get our business in order with God. We always want to ask for forgiveness for any wrong that we have committed, because then we will be doing what God would want us to do. And I know I've said this, that even me, myself, I can speak of myself, because I never feel like I'm too big to apologize. For I am big enough to apologize, yet small enough to say I'm sorry and to forgive me. And I think all of us, as men and women, as saints of God, should never have the mindset that you're so big and mighty that you don't have to say you're sorry, because that is the way of Christ. Christ is a loving God. He's a spiritual man, and He loves us endlessly. There's no limits to God's love for us, because, like I said, He proved His love for us over 2,000 years ago. And God just was pierced in His side. Hallelujah. Nails in His hands and in His feet. And a crown of thorns was placed upon His head. And God was pierced in His side. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And God just died, the Bible said, until the sun refused to shine. And God bled and died and gave up the ghost for you and I. Now, I don't know of any other person in the heavenly realms or the earthly realms would go to such extent, because you wouldn't even have the qualification to even bear that burden, because the person qualifications had to be of omnipotent, angelic, sinless, pure, and of a heavenly domain. So us being as earthly creatures, we don't even make the grade. We don't even fit the job description. Only God was the suitable spiritual candidate for that assignment. And I tell you, saints and friends, you that are listening out there in radio land, I thank God for dying for me. I hate that God had to die such a horrible death. But Lord knows, I thank God for dying for me and paving the way that I would have a chance at life more abundantly in Christ Jesus. And to live for God down here on planet Earth, and that I would be guaranteed a place up in heaven to live and reign with God forever. Now, I tell you, there's just no better place than to have a heavenly place after this earthly life is over. We still have a continuous spiritual life with God up in His heavenly domain. And I just thank God for reaching down in the miry clay and picking me up one day and dusting me off and taking my feet out the miry clay, but placing it on a right road. And I'm telling you, saints and friends, I'm here to stay. I'm in to win it. I'm intending to see Jesus no matter what come or go. No matter how rough it might get, I'm willing to see Jesus. I'm willing to go whatever the distance to see the man that loved me enough, that gave his life for mankind, for womankind. I tell you, I just thank God. And if I had 10,000 tongues, saints and friends, I could not thank God enough for His amazing grace. Because I once was lost, but now I'm found. And I was blind by sin, but God has removed the blinders, and now I can see. Hallelujah. I once was a lost sinner out there in the world, like all of us has been sinners, because we was a sinner before we was a saint. We was a sinner. And God reached out there in the world and picked me up and set my feet on a holy ground. And I thank God every day of my life. I thank God, because I could have been snuffed out, friends and saints of God. I could have been dead. If the adversary had his way, I'd have been dead. Many of you would have been in demise on today if it had not been for God's grace and mercy. And I always tell God, I say, God, you never send grace without sending mercy. And you never send mercy without sending grace. They run neck and neck. They run hand in hand. I think I call them the twin sisters, because one will not leave home without the other one. And that's what takes us over the dangerous highways and byways and take us to and fro to our destinations. It's grace and mercy. It's not that you got such a brand new automobile that it's just going to take you where you want to go. Because I read one time that a man had bought a brand new Lamborghini. Now that's what, a $250,000 car. And it had stopped on him on the side of the road. And the story goes that he, in return, filed suit against the makers. Now, what do you know about that? This high-dollar car quit on him. So that lets us know that anything that a man made can fail and will fail. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Saints and friends, you that are out there in radio land, I'd like to let you know tonight that God can make you brand new. He can be the stain lifter on the spot on your garment. God can remove all stains and make your robe as white as snow. And you can run on and tell others about this spiritual man that you have met, and that is the head of your life, and your Lord and your Savior, and also our soon coming King. You'll be able to tell your friends and your peers and those that are in your circle about this Jesus that has come into your life and that has redeemed you by the blood of the Lamb and that has taken your feet out of the world and placed it into the priesthood of God. And I just thank you once again for tuning in on tonight. And I hope that this program that airs every week at 8:30, and I've shortened it from an hour program to 30 minutes because I don't want, you know, to make it unattractable. I don't want it unattractive, but I want it to be an enlightenment to you as you go about your daily walk with the Lord. And like I forestated at the beginning of the program, if this program has been a blessing to you and you have any comments that you would like to express, you can dial this number, 877-598-8654, 877-598-8654. And I just thank you once again, friends, patrons, saints of God, you that are out there in radio digital land. I just thank you for taking out your busy schedule to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy in the state of California. And I would just like for you to tune in again next week at our regular scheduled program, 8:30 to 9. And I would like for you to just continually to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
Through this storm, yes, through the storm.